Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we would like to start a series entitled The Catch of a Lifetime. Our scriptures will be coming from Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 11. Now, for the sake of time, we won't read those scriptures, but we pray that you will after the message. So we want to get started with the setting for the catch of the lifetime. We see that Jesus Christ was on the lake of Gennesaret, and he comes upon two ships standing in the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them. They were washing their nets, the Bible tells us. And as Jesus approached the ships, he sees Simon, who was there manning one of the ships. And Jesus Christ entered the ship and asked Simon to push out a little from the land and let him teach the people from the ship. Because the people, as oftentimes, was crowding Jesus Christ, and Jesus wanted to be able to preach to the people without them crowding him. So Simon takes God at Jesus at his words and thirsts out a little from the land. Now let's talk about, there's a lot of things going on here. We see the importance of there's two ships. This gives us an insight to what type of fishing was taking place here. Basically, the method of fishing was they used two ships with a net in between the ships, and then they would slowly move to shore and grab or catch anything that was in the net. Now, this type of fishing obviously was for deep sea fishing, but it often caught a lot of debris that was caught in the nets. So as Jesus comes upon these two ships, the fishermen were gone out cleaning their nets. They were out all night fishing. And then in the morning, they will clean their nets and then sell their fish and then go home and get some rest. And the whole process will start back over at dawn. But there was two ships here. And I think another important key here is that Simon was on one of the ships, and Jesus asked him to thirst out. This is important because Simon met Jesus a year earlier. Simon was actually following Jesus, but he was following Jesus on the shore. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that he was following Jesus, but he wasn't fully following Jesus. He continued in his secular job. He continued to not follow Jesus full force. And Jesus was telling him to take this step from the shore. And Simon listened to Jesus and thirsted out from the shore. And also what we want to note here is that the fishermen fished all night. They were very tired. This type of fishing was very laborious. They fished at night, which is by far the best time to fish because the fish are more active at night. They come out of hiding at night, and it's also difficult for the fish to see the net. So when they're drudging or gathering this fish in this net, the fish really can't see it, and the net catch more fish. But Jesus is getting ready to tell Simon to launch out into the deep, verse 4. And Jesus said, "Let down your net for a draught." Wow. Jesus Christ is getting ready to set Simon up for the catch of a lifetime. And we thank God that Simon was obedient. So stay tuned for next time as we get into the catch of a lifetime. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.